Orbiter X. Episode 11, A Flight Against Time. Captain Bob Britton, his co-pilot Douglas McClelland, and flight engineer Hicks have arrived back at the headquarters of the Commonwealth Space Project, Woomera. They tell Colonel Kent and Sir Charles Day all they know about the Unity organization, which is led by Dr. Max Kramer. They explain how it plans to take over and assemble the Commonwealth Space Station Orbiter X as a vital step towards establishing a world government. And the first result of their information is that Captain Bradley is exposed as a Unity agent. He gives away certain details about Kramer's movements and the interference transmitter which screens Unity ships from the ground tracking stations. Sir Charles then asks Bob if he and his team will undertake another mission.
It may be a job with a one-way ticket, Britton, so I shall quite understand if you decide not to take it on. The point is this. As far as Kramer knows, Bradley is still his agent, and you are still on our embryo space station, Orbiter X.
Yes.
Now, we don't want to upset that illusion, and there's no reason why we should.
Yes, but as soon as the interference transmitter's working again, Kramer will go back to the station.
Exactly, and he must find things just as he'd left them.
You mean you want us to go?
Yes. Colonel Kent and I are asking you to return to the place you struggled so hard to get away from. In other words, what we are asking you to do is to go back to Orbiter X.
Go back there?
We'd never make it.
Kramer would see us on his trackers.
Yeah, just a minute, boys. Sir Charles, I expect you've got the answers to this.
I think we have. Kent, perhaps you'd explain.
Yes, of course. Not long after you left, I decided that the interference which was plaguing us on sound and vision was being produced artificially. Our electronics department got working on the problem, and although they haven't been able to find the source of the interference, they've found some of the answers to it.
And they've also produced some screening devices of their own.
You mean deflectors?
Yes. When you fit them to a ship, they seem to screen it just as effectively as the interference transmission.
They've just been fitted to one of our ships, and that's the one which could take you back to the space station components.
Well, I'm ready to give it a try. How about you, Mac?
Sure, I'll have a go.
Yeah, so will I.
I'm sorry about this as far as you're concerned, Hickey. I hoped you might have a chance to see your family before you started flying again.
Yes, I did too. Still, can't be helped.
Well, we're most grateful to you all.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Captain Knight will fly you out, put you aboard the Central Workshop's rocket, and then bring his ship back here to Woomera.
Yes, so when Kramer returns to Orbiter X, he'll find us waiting for him. And he'll have no idea we've been away.
None at all, we hope. And you should be in a strong position because you'll be working to a fixed plan. You'll have one or two mechanical aids to help you, and while you're busy at your end, the rest of the fleet will be armed and fitted with the new deflectors. Obviously, the fitting out is going to take several weeks, so during that time, we thought we'd let the Unitists go ahead and assemble the space station for us.
With our help, I presume.
Yes.
That's quite an idea. And then you take it over when it's complete.
Naturally, but you don't have to worry about that side.
You mentioned some mechanical aids, sir.
Yes, I think the Colonel can tell you all about them.
Yes, what do you make of this, Bob?
Let's see. Looks like a flat cigarette case. Mm.
In point of fact, it's a radio transmitter.
Transmitter? That's very neat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, very. Actually, it's a radio beacon. It transmits automatically at regular intervals. I've got a midget receiver here, so you can listen to the signals yourselves. Now turn it on.
Hmm? Yes, well, it works.
Yes. And there are two very important points about these transmissions. First of all, they should be heard through the Unity interference screen. And secondly, they can only be picked up on a special receiver, so the Unitists won't hear them.
Well, that's excellent.
Now, if you can possibly manage it, we want you to plant this gadget inside Kramer's ship.
Oh, I see.
If you succeed, it means that wherever the ship goes, it'll be tracked by our direction finders. Sooner or later, we should be able to trace it right back to Unity headquarters and pinpoint them on the map.
Ah, it sounds wonderful. How long can the beacon go on working?
The batteries are supposed to last for up to 3 months.
Fair enough. But what happens after you've located the headquarters?
Well, that'll be a matter of higher policy.
Yes, you needn't worry about that. Your job is to plant the beacon and help the unitists to put the space station together.
Yes. How will you know when it's complete? Kram will obviously screen it electronically, and he must have a method of screening it visually as well.
Well, that doesn't worry us too much, because we shall rely on you to send us a signal when the job's finished.
Yes. You see, the transmitter you'll use is exactly like the beacon, but the signal is different. Now, listen, here it is.
Now, as soon as we hear this, we shall know that your mission has reached its final stage. That's when you'll make your getaway aboard one of the space station chariots. We'll give you a small deflector set, which will screen you from the unitists, and one of our ships will come out, pick you up, and bring you back here to Woomera.
Yes, but where will it pick us up? We'd better fix a rendezvous.
Yeah, no, I will.
I know. How about Bradley's old ship, Orbiter One?
Oh, that's an idea, Bob. Yes, it's still circling the Earth, so we could cross over to it just as we crossed over to our own ship.
In the chariot.
Well, that's excellent. That seems to be the answer. The rendezvous is Orbiter One.
Well, that's the plan as it affects you, Bob. Are the main points clear?
Yes, I think so. First, we plant the beacon on Kramer's ship. Then, when the station's complete, we send you the signal and set out on the chariot for Orbiter One.
That's right. And we take that signal as our cue to send off a ship to meet you. It's a tough assignment. Now you've heard all about it. If any of you want to change your mind and back out, this is the moment to say so.
No, we'd like to go ahead, sir.
Good.
Well, as you realize, it's essential that you arrive on the Orbiter X workshop rocket before Kramer gets there. So you'll have to move fast.
Yes, of course.
Kent, I understand you briefed Captain Knight for a test run with the deflectors.
Yes, they've been fitted to his ship, Orbiter 3. And the final adjustments are being made to them now. As soon as they're complete, I'll give him the word to take off.
We'd very much like to see the test, sir.
Yes, but there's no need for you to hang about. I think you all need all the rest you can get. Now, look, I'm going over to the control room, and I'll give you a call when the test flight begins. Here we are, Bob. Come right in. Come in, all of you.
Thanks.
Sir.
Well, that's a familiar sound, isn't it?
Yes, it's the beacon transmitter. Captain Knight's got it aboard his ship. He took off a few minutes ago.
Orbiter 3, bearing 209, EV12, altitude 50 miles.
Hello, fellas. Great to see you again.
You too, old man. I didn't see anything on the monitors.
No, we hope you won't.
You mean they can't pick up Orbiter 3?
No, they're trying, but they haven't managed it so far.
Well, the deflectors really are working.
Yes, as you see, the monitor screens are reassuringly blank.
And this signal we're hearing, is it actually coming from a similar transmitter to the one you showed us?
It's the same one.
Ah.
And as we're not using the normal radio, in case Kramer's listening, it's our only link with Orbiter 3.
Yes, I'm getting my bearings from the direction finders, which are locked onto it.
The bearing now is 208 EV14, altitude 55 plus.
So when we plant the beacon aboard Kramer's ship, you'll be able to trace him just like this.
We hope so.
If Kramer only knew what he's in for.
That's something he must never know. This gadget changes the whole situation.
Isn't there any chance of it being picked up on a normal receiver, sir?
None at all.
Altitude is up to 70 miles plus.
And still nothing on the screens.
No interference either, thank goodness.
Oh, by the time Kramer gets his transmitter going again, we ought to be safely aboard Orbiter X.
Hold on. There's something coming up on the central monitor, sir.
Yes. You're right, Brown. A small disturbance plumb in the center.
It's a 208 EV17. The same bearing I'm getting from DF for Orbiter 3.
And so the deflectors are not quite perfect. Hello? Yeah? You've seen it, too. You can? Good. I'll call him straight back to base. Thank you. That was the electronics department. They're monitoring over there, and they spotted the fault. They think they can correct it with a small adjustment.
Oh, I hope they can.
I hope so, too. We'll order Captain Knight back right away.
Well, how are you going to do that without using normal radio, sir?
There's your answer. The second midget transmitter.
I see.
Knight has a receiver with him, and we told him that would be his recall signal.
Bearing 209 EV16.
He's diving, sir.
Here. The screen's clear.
Yes. And there seems to be a weakness in the deflectors round about the 70-mile mark.
Bit of trouble, is there, Kent?
What? Oh, hello, Sir Charles. I didn't see you come in.
I've only just got over from the security department. Is this fault serious?
No, I've just been told it can probably be corrected quite quickly.
Good. Well, I've got some rather interesting news for you as soon as you can leave the control room.
Well, you can cross over into my office right away. I've seen all I need on the first test run. Knight's altitude is down to, what is it, Brown?
A 55 plus, sir. Everything seems okay. He's coming in smoothly on the predicted landing course and the screens are clear.
Right, well, give me a call if you want me. I shall be next door.
Okay, sir.
Will you come this way, Sir Charles?
Yes, I will. And Britton and his team might come along, too. I'm sure they'll be equally interested in what I've got to say.
Thank you, sir.
In you come, gentlemen.
Thanks, sir.
Now then, I thought you should know that the psychiatrist's been having a long talk with Captain Bradley. He says there's no doubt the man has been well indoctrinated by the Unitists. The poor chap's thoroughly rattled, and as a result, he's given away his method of contacting Unity headquarters.
What is it, sir?
It's very simple. He makes an apparently harmless telephone call on the radio telephone link. It doesn't matter who he calls, because at certain times, which we now know, the link is being monitored.
Uh-huh.
So he may ring, say, a Mr. Smith who keeps a garage in Alice Springs. He makes an apparently harmless inquiry about cars, but he uses a word code.
Yes.
The person being called is entirely innocent, of course, but somewhere along the line, a Unity agent is taking everything down and sorting out the real message.
I see. It's going to be difficult to find the agent.
Quite, but we don't want to find him at the moment. We want to use him, and we can use him because we know the code.
Ah, you mean you'll get Bradley to send phony messages back to Unity?
Not Bradley, but the security people have got hold of a pilot named King, whose voice sounds almost exactly like Bradley's on the phone.
King? Yes. Now that you mention it, their voices are alike.
Well, we think it's essential that they should be, because the agent may have been sent a record of Bradley speaking.
That's true.
Anyway, gentlemen, at this precise moment, Captain King is speaking on the radio telephone to an innocent shopkeeper in Alice Springs. He's given his name as Bradley, and he's inquiring about some books.
What is he really saying?
When his words are decoded, the message that the agent will get is this.
Thank you. Orbiter 2 crashed. No survivors. No more ships taking off in foreseeable future.
Ah.
Well, I think that should make Kramer feel reasonably secure.
Yes.
And at the same time, it'll satisfy him that Bradley's doing his job.
Ah, it's wonderful, because then Kramer won't feel he's got to hustle things along.
And this is just the start. As a Unity agent working for us, Captain Bradley, alias King, should be very useful.
Yes, I think he should.
Oh, excuse me, Colonel. The interference has suddenly started again.
What?
Oh, that's done it.
Right, well, we'll come through to the control room in a minute.
Right, sir. Oh, and Captain Knight, he's just coming in to land now.
Good.
Well, Kramer's obviously got his main interference transmitter working again. So he'll be on his way back to Orbiter X any time now, Britton.
Yes, we got to beat him to it, sir.
You have.
Take the major transmitter now, Bob. Here it is.
Right.
The portable deflectors of the chariot will be put aboard the ship.
Well, it looks as though we'll have to skip those adjustments to the ship's deflectors.
Oh, no, you won't. They'll be carried out during refueling. This could turn out to be a race between you and Kramer, but you're not going to throw away your chances of success before you start.
Orbiter 3 coming in on number one platform, sir.
Right. You better get down there as quick as you can, Bob. We'll feed the details of your course straight into the ship's automatic pilot. You take off as soon as the ground staff give us the all clear.
Very good, sir. Okay, you're safe, Mac? You, Hickey?
Yep.
Yes, I'm ready, Bob.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Off you go, then, with the best of good luck.
Our bulkhead's closed and hatches sealed, Captain Knight.
Thanks, Hickey.
Tough on you having to take off again like this, Chris.
All in a good cause, Bob. It's great seeing you fellas again anyway.
And you, Chris.
Better check your safety straps.
Right, okay.
You've been through this routine more often than I have. You should be in charge.
Oh, don't be silly. It's your ship, old boy. You're the boss.
1 minute to zero.
Control calling Orbiter 3. Check your stabilizers.
Well, they're okay. Gyro's turning at 2,000 revs.
Good. Orbiter 3 answering your control. Stabilizers correct. Gyro spinning, 2,000 revs, steady.
Right, Orbiter 3. Check your fuel taps and stage one compression.
All correct.
Hello, control. Taps open. 4/5 compression. Rising.
0-30.
9/10 pressure in the combustion chambers. Temperature 1,200.
Good. Hello, control. Compression 9/10 maximum. All jets firing.
Hello, Orbiter 3. Stand by for normal takeoff. There'll be no deviation from predicted course. Good luck.
Thanks.
10 seconds. 9. 8. 7.
We're lifting.
6.
Let's hope the deflectors are doing their job.
Well, if they're not, we won't get any warning until it's too late, so why worry?
Yes, why indeed.
What's our position now, sir?
We're flying over central China. The altitude's 954. We should rendezvous with Orbiter X just after we've crossed the Arctic Circle.
Ah, jolly good.
You know, I've been thinking, when the whole fleet is fitted with these deflectors, it could go straight in and wipe up the Unity headquarters. And the rest of the world wouldn't be any the wiser.
Yes, of course. But it all depends on whether we can plant the beacon aboard Kramer's ship. If we don't succeed, we won't know where the headquarters are.
You chaps have got quite a responsibility.
We don't want to slip up.
What would happen if we did, Bob?
What to us, you mean?
That's painfully obvious. Now, what would happen at Woomera?
Well, they'd go ahead and get the fleet armed and screened anyway. Then, if they don't hear from us, they'll probably come out and tackle the Unity ships in space.
And that would really make Kramer go into action.
Yes. He'd probably launch his general attack on the world. But our people couldn't sit back and wait for him to strike first.
No. As Chris says, we've got quite a responsibility.
Watch your altitude, Gilvin. Hold it steady at 900 miles until we pick up the space station components on the scanner.
Steady at 900, Kramer. That's Earth headquarters calling.
All right, I take it.
EHQ to Unity Ship 5. Are you receiving me?
Yes, Unity 5 answering you, EHQ.
The new interference transmitter is working well. Screening correct. You are covered from normal tracking monitors.
Good. Keep checking.
We will. And we have just had an intelligence report from JB Australia.
Yes? What is it?
It reads as follows. Orbiter 2 crashed. No survivors. No more ships taking off in foreseeable future. Message 10.
Thank you, EHQ. Understood.
Captain Bradley appears to have made a promising start, Clark.
Yes, but he should have told us who was in Orbiter 2.
Obviously, it was the repair squad who were put aboard by Colonel Kent.
Quite. But I like to have names. Never mind. The information is useful. I know you were worried that the Woomera people might let the apparent success of Kent's flight go to their heads. There is no danger of that happening now.
Nevertheless, I shall keep sweeping with the radar scanner.
Of course. That is a standing order.
Look, Kramer. The Orbiter X components are coming up on the screen.
Yes.
Range 2,500.
Right. You can call EHQ and order our assembly crews to take off.
Very well. Unity 5 calling EHQ. Are you listening?
EHQ answering you, Unity 5.
You should have 6 escort ships lined up on the launching platforms. Check.
Correct. Ships are ready for takeoff.
Go ahead with launching procedure. Repeat, go ahead with launching procedure. Rendezvous is Orbiter X.
Thank you, Unity 5. We are going ahead.
We shall have 40 men, wasn't it, in the total assembly crew, Gilvin?
That is so, Kramer.
I shall divide them into teams.
Yes.
We must work out a program of operations. To begin with, Britain will give us the main outline of the assembly work.
I see.
One team will be drafted to each section of the space station, and as the sections are completed, they can be welded together under my personal supervision.
You mean you are going to remain on the job until it is finished?
Yes. I don't think it would be wise to leave Captain Britton in charge.
If he is still there. We assume he has survived, but we cannot be sure.
Oh, yes. He will be waiting for us with his team.
You're very certain. Hello? There's a small mark on the scanner near the bottom of the screen. Do you see it, Kramer?
Yes. It's moving towards the components. Now it's fading.
It must be the interference breaking through on the vision channel. Yes, it seems to have cleared. I must check on the circuits. I do that when we arrive.
In the meantime, keep watching. I don't anticipate any trouble, Gilvin, but you never know.
Orbiter
Orbiter X should be in a bearing TK75QX4. Can you see any signs of it on the screen yet, Bob?
Hold on, I'll pan round. Now, let's have a look. Yes, there are some marks. You can just see them through the interference pattern.
Ah, they're the components, all right, Bob. Whole cluster of them. What's the range?
350. You better start braking, Chris.
Okay, I'll start the inverters. Hold on. Over we go. I'll level off when our tail's pointing towards the target.
Right, level off.
You can start the compressors. Right. We can use the jets as brakes now. You think a 9/10 burst should do the trick, Bob?
That's right.
Okay.
And again.
I can see the component rockets through the observation windows. Look, there they are.
Yes. The predictor boys know how to put a ship on target.
I'll just maneuver alongside the big rocket in the middle of the cluster. That is the central workshops, isn't it?
Yes, that's the one. Ah, lovely, Chris. You can leave it at that.
But we're still about 100 yards away from the thing. I can get you closer.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, we'll step out here. A little trip in our spacesuits will do us good.
Certainly. We got all our stuff?
Yeah, all checked and ready. Beacon, midget transmitter, deflector set, all correct.
Okay. Oh, thanks for the ride, Chris. Safe journey back to Woomera.
Thanks. Good luck, all of you. I hate leaving you like this, but...
Hey, look at the screen.
What?
Look, there's something there. You can just see it through the interference pattern.
You're right, Bob. It's something solid. I can't make out what it is.
We're not waiting to find out. It could be Kramer.
Blimey, let's get going.
Into the airlock, quickly. It's closing in. Look sharp, fellows.
Open the jets and get away as soon as we're out, Chris.
Okay, Bob.
And the best of luck.
Close helmets and localize your intercom.
Okay.
You think that thing on the screen was Kramer's ship?
I don't know. It was too far off to be able to say. Could well have been.
Asher Zero.
Open the outer hatch. Now, careful as you use your jet pistols. We must keep clear of one another. Okay? Right, come on, let's get out.
Here we go. Over the edge. There's no time to panic now.
Yeah, no time to feel sick either. Remember to keep your legs still. What's your target? There's the workshop's rocket, straight ahead. Why doesn't Chris open his jets and get away?
He's afraid of catching us with the blast.
He must move.
There he goes. The jets are firing.
You can probably identify that thing on the screen by now.
If it is a Unity ship, this will really put the deflectors to the test.
Yes. They aren't better than the Unity version. The game's up. Chris will have been spotted.
I've lost sight of him now.
What's your target, Mac? You're drifting to your left. That's better. Only another 50 yards to go.
Oh, Kramer can't turn up now. Not when we're so close.
Oh, don't think about it. Concentrate all your attention on the rocket. You can see the hatch. It's a point to aim at. Watch your speed. Look, watch it. If you overshoot, it'll take more time to get back.
You're right. More haste, less speed.
We're doing fine. One short burst should be enough now. Fire in your own time. Tears a hatch. Grab hold.
Now we've made it. Now, talk about crash landing.
Yes. Hold on to the handrail while I open the hatch. Right. Into the airlock, quickly. All okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm closing up.
Pressure's rising. Thank goodness everything's working. I can't wait to get into the ship and see if there's anything coming alongside.
Yeah, it's just like waiting for the judge's verdict.
Yes. A verdict on the efficiency of the CSB deflectors.
Pressure normal.
Good. In we go. Open your helmets. Turn up your intercom receivers. We might pick up something.
Glad to see the workshop is just as we left it. At least nobody's been aboard here.
No, I don't think they have. Now, you two look out to port, and I'll watch through the starboard windows.
I'll clear this side, Bob.
Right. Hickey, turn on the generator and start the air conditioner.
All right, okay.
We want things to look as normal as possible. Now, I say, come over here, quickly.
Why? What is it?
A Unity ship.
Yes, she's closing right in. You can read the number on the bows.
Yeah, I can see it. U-5, it's Kramer's ship.
Yes, that's right. He's stopping alongside. No signs of his hatch opening.
Doesn't seem to be in any hurry to deliver the verdict, does he?
No. Whatever it is, we can only wait and see.
Hello, Captain Burton. I hope you are listening.
Here it comes. Okay. I'll turn on my intercom transmitter. Leave the talking to me. Now, perhaps this is a case where attack is the best defense.
Yeah, maybe it is, Bob.
Hello, Dr. Kramer. Yes, I'm listening. So you've come back, have you? What's the idea of leaving us stranded out here? Where have you been?
Come aboard my ship immediately and no tricks, do you understand?
You're the expert in playing tricks. You haven't answered my questions.
It is I who will ask the questions. You've had your instructions. Carry them out. I want you here at once because you have quite a lot of explaining to do.
Right, Mac? You right, Hickey? This looks like it.
So ends the 11th episode of Orbiter X, an adventure in the conquest of space by B.D. Chapman. It was produced for the BBC by Charles Maxwell.